VOA United Nations correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
The UN Assistance Mission for Iraq, or UNAMI, was established in 2003. But 20 years on, Iraq has told the UN it is time for its political mission to go. Iraq's envoy says the country is stable, terrorism is contained, and Baghdad and Kurdish authorities are trying to work out their differences. In Iraq, not everyone agrees the UN mission should leave.
Most Kurdish parties, Sunni parties, many of the minorities are concerned.
UNAMI's current term expires at the end of May, and the Security Council will decide in the coming days how to respond to Iraq's drawdown request. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Eight trucks have started moving through a U.S.-built pier anchored off Gaza's coast, the U.S. Central Command said on Friday, marking the first batch of aid to reach Gaza by sea in weeks. Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral reports.
The aid being delivered via the floating pier is the first to reach Gaza by sea in weeks. The United Nations said it was finalizing plans to get aid in via the pier, but Deputy UN spokesperson Farhan Haq said land access is still the most effective way to get aid into Gaza.
Getting aid to people in need into and across Gaza cannot and should not depend on a floating dock far from where needs are most acute.
It all comes as Israeli forces battled Hamas fighters in northern Gaza on Friday in some of the fiercest engagements since they returned to the area a week ago. While in the south, militants attacked tanks massing around Rafah.
For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three Spanish tourists were killed and at least one Spaniard was injured in an attack by gunmen in Afghanistan's central Bamyan province, Spain's foreign ministry said on Friday. Reuters' Ryan Chang has the details.
The Taliban Interior Ministry says it made four arrests linked to the attack, which also left several foreign nationals and Afghans injured. It's among the most serious attacks targeting foreign citizens since foreign forces left Afghanistan and the Taliban took over the country in 2021. It's unclear why the attack happened. Mountainous Bamyan is home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site and the remains of two giant Buddha statues blown up by the Taliban during their previous rule in 2001. The Taliban have since 2021 let a small number of tourists visit and access the Buddha statues.
Ryan Cheng from Reuters. The man accused of attempting to assassinate Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico has been ordered to remain behind bars. Fico is in serious but stable condition after surviving multiple gunshot wounds, a court spokesperson said Saturday. Prosecutors said they feared that if they released the suspect, they could flee or carry out other crimes. A government minister says Fico's condition is stable, but he is still too ill to be transferred to the capital, Bratislava. Hundreds of protesters in Peru's capital marched on Friday to demand the scrapping of a new law that describes transgender people, among others, as having a mental illness so they can access health benefits. Reuters' Debbie Rajaram reports.
Peru's government says the change aims to facilitate insurance coverage for transgender people and others with gender identity disorders when they seek mental health care. Lawmaker and neurologist Edwin Malaga said the language in this case is obsolete.
This law is outdated. It comes from 1994, if I'm not wrong. The CIE-10 and the Ministry of Health have quote-unquote updated it, but it's an outdated law as it declares homosexuality a disease, which is obviously out of discussion. It's not like that. What lawmakers have done is to ask the Ministry of Health to amend this.
Government officials insist there is a misunderstanding over the new law.
Debbie Rajaram from Reuters. Yemen's Houthi rebels hit an oil tanker in the Red Sea with a ballistic missile, damaging the Panama-flagged Greek-owned vessel in their latest assault over the Israel-Hamas war. Though the Houthis did not immediately claim the assault early Saturday, it comes as they claim to have shot down another U.S. military MQ-9 Reaper drone over Yemen and have launched other attacks on shipping. The attack around 1 a.m. struck the oil tanker Wind, which recently docked in Russia and was bound for China. That's according to the U.S. Military Central Command. Both China and Russia maintain ties over military equipment and oil to Iran, the Houthis' main benefactor. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
It's VOA 1.